The Lord be with you.
Reading from the Gospel according to Mark.
As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid." He asked his disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so. He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if he can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, in seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to him, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, he came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why couldn't we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus spent 30 years in his private life, only 3 years in his public life, and 3 hours on the cross. In his 3 years in his public life, basically exercised three specific activities. First was preaching or teaching. So if you're attending Sunday Mass, and I hope you are, you're listening to the Sermon on the Mount. Second is that Jesus carried out a lot of miracles. Why did he carry out miracles? He said that if you don't believe my words, at least believe my works. His miracles can be divided into two categories. Miracles over human bodies in which Jesus would heal the sick. For example, the blind, the lepers, the paralytics. In other miracles were the miracles over nature, in which Jesus turned water into wine. He walked on water. He calmed the storm. These are miracles over nature. Both the miracles over nature and the miracles over human bodies shows the power of Jesus, who's not simply man, but he is also God. Finally, Jesus, in his public life, did many exorcisms, which he cast out devils. Now, if you've ever studied demonology, and I'm not saying that you have to, but we as priests, we have to be aware of that and preach on it. The devil has various ways in which he works on the human person. First is temptation. Temptation is an invitation by the devil to offend God. Temptation is not a sin. Temptation is an opportunity that we have to show our love for God by saying no to the temptation. Okay, when the temptation is prolonged, that's called an obsession. So what is an obsession? It's simply a prolonged temptation. We probably all had obsessions. Obsessions. I'll give you two examples. You wake up one morning and you're angry at someone that hurt you 20 years ago in Manila or in the city of Mexico or in New York. You wake up and that person that hurt you, you know, is called to mind, and all during the course of the day you got this obsessive thought that doesn't seem to want to leave you. That's called an obsession. We've all had it. I have, you have too. But unless you have spiritual direction, you're not going to be able to pick that up. Then there's what is called oppression. Oppression is, it's a spirit of sadness. You ever read the Old Testament? Saul experienced the spirit of sadness. It was the devil that was oppressing him. A lot of people suffer that today. And they seek to take pills of antidepression to be able to overcome it. I'm not knocking psychology, but I think there are also certain spiritual remedies that we have to use to be able to overcome this spirit of oppression. Next, there's what is called vexation. You probably don't know what that is, but I'll tell you what it is. Some of you have heard of Padre Pio. Have you? Maybe some of you saw the long movie on Padre Pio that came out about 10 years ago. Maybe you saw that. Well, Padre Pio was beaten up. He was beaten up physically. So the devil actually beat him up. So that's called vexation. God can allow the devil to actually use physical force to hurt the person. And then there was what is called, we kind of laugh at this at times because of Halloween, the haunted house. Well, this is called infestation. Infestation is when you have a devil, or more than one devil, that's in the house where you live. So that's called infestation. Therefore, those who are moving from one house to the next, it's a good idea to have the priests to come to bless your house, to do a formal blessing, and bless every room, bless the home, bless the kitchen, bless the bedroom, bless the garage, so that the bad spirits will be expelled. Because the devil is afraid of priests. So put 10 people in the room, and I take off my Roman collar. The person that's possessed by the devil knows which one's the priest. He picks up the power of what's called holy orders that we have. That brings me to the last. And it's called diabolical possession. So possessions exist. It's not a joke. And we shouldn't be, no pun intended, overly obsessed with possessions, okay? But possessions do exist. So I've given you different ways in which the devil can work on us. Now, if I just conclude like that, probably a lot of you are going to have nightmares, okay? You won't be able to sleep tonight. You probably want to get your teddy bear, your osito, or something like that, so you don't have wild dreams. So I'd like to end on a positive note, is the devil exists, but Jesus is more powerful. Amen? The devil exists, but Our Lady of Guadalupe is more powerful. Amen? The devil exists, but your guardian angel is much more powerful. Amen? Therefore, we have to speak about the devil. And in this Mass, I'm speaking about the devil because the Gospel speaks about Jesus expelling a devil from this poor little boy. But I meet people that they speak more about the devil than they speak about Jesus Christ. As we say in New York, there's something rotten in Denmark. There's something wrong about that. Talking more about the devil than about Jesus Christ, there's something wrong about that. So if you talk more about the devil than Jesus Christ, you're actually empowering the devil. You're giving him power. So let's humbly admit that we are in spiritual combat. We are in spiritual warfare. But I want to suggest a very powerful means by which you can win the battle. And it's this: by consecrating yourself to Mary. 2 weeks ago, I was in a Mass with about 600 Hispanics in which we were consecrating ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the devil exists, but Our Lady is even stronger, because Our Lady, with her foot, she has crushed the ugly head of the devil. So let us place ourselves under the protection of Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and by being close to Mary, we will win the battle. Amen.